Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The return of Edge confirmed. A major star is missing Super Showdown, and Big Show has some advice for the locker room of 2020.
If you don't step on toes, you're never going to make it this business. You know, I want to see some toe stepping.
For Tuesday, February the 25th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome 11-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer, the Rated R Superstar, Edge!
So when are we going to hear that announcement again? Well, according to the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., it is sooner rather than later. We haven't seen Edge on WWE Raw since the night after his amazing return at the Royal Rumble. And he got taken out by Randy Orton in very dramatic style. There is something, because it's Edge, there was something deeply like unsettling about watching Edge take a concerto, because we know the problems with his neck. We know, of course, that if he wasn't well enough to take a concerto, he wouldn't take a concerto. So we have to hold on to that a little bit. But we haven't seen him since that happened. We've seen Randy Orton on this massive tear as a nasty no-gooder, wiping out Matt Hardy multiple times as it happens. He was involved in some shenanigans at the very top of the show this week as well. And it looks as if Randy Orton may be getting some comeuppance from Edge in the next couple of weeks. As we say, the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. is advertising Edge for the March 9th episode of Monday Night Raw. So this is the episode of Raw immediately after the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And so this is really where the road to WrestleMania officially begins. So I, for one, am ready to see Edge back on WWE Raw in the next couple of weeks. It does also mean that we're not going to see Edge this side of the Saudi Arabia shows, which I am perfectly fine with. I personally don't think we need to see Edge and Randy Orton at Super Showdown. There's enough stuff going on there. This is a WrestleMania caliber match, and it has to happen at WrestleMania. I, for one, am ready to see it there.
Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
Speaking of Super Showdown, one superstar who won't be a part of it, as well as Edge, looks like it's going to be Rusev. Now, Rusev wasn't on Raw last night in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and he is, according to several sources, no longer scheduled to travel to Saudi Arabia for Super Showdown on Thursday. Now, the word is that Rusev has a back issue, which means he is not in a fit state to travel to Saudi Arabia, nor is he in a fit state to wrestle in Saudi Arabia. However, this injury comes around the same time as a series of contractual disputes between Rusev and WWE, which leads me to believe that maybe there's a little bit more to this than just a back issue. We know that Rusev has been quite outspoken on Twitter about maybe not re-signing with WWE, maybe considering his options elsewhere. He is very much playing the game on social media, as I think most wrestlers seem to do in 2020. It does seem to be on vogue. So whether or not that is connected is yet to be seen, but we do know that Rusev will not be a part of Super Showdown on Thursday. He was set to compete in the Gauntlet match for the Tuareg Trophy. He won't be doing that now. And according to numerous reports, this hasn't been made official yet. It's expected to be made official any time now. Rey Mysterio is set to fly out to Saudi Arabia to replace him in that match. The match that will now feature Rey Mysterio, obviously, AJ Styles, R-Truth, Eric Rowan, Bobby Lashley, and returning from suspension, the WWE United States Champion, Andrade. So that is how the gauntlet match in Saudi Arabia shapes up going into Thursday's Super Showdown. Two more matches have been announced for AEW Revolution. We can confirm this morning that Nyla Rose, the newly crowned AEW Women's Champion, will be defending the belt against Chris Statlander. Chris Statlander has been a real hot prospect since she joined AEW a few months back. Certainly one of the more unique forces on the independent scene until she was signed up to AEW. I'm intrigued to see what these guys do. It's somebody that is on a power level with Nyla Rose in terms of like size and strength, and they could pull out some magic there. Also recently announced for AEW Revolution, Sammy Guevara is going to be going one-on-one with Darby Allin. Now, Sammy Guevara suffered a foot injury this past week on AEW Dynamite. So according to Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer Live, it looks like the super kick that Guevara took on Dynamite may have possibly caused him to exacerbate a previously existing foot issue. Now, what this means is that he had to pull out of an independent show this past weekend. So Sammy Guevara was scheduled to wrestle on the weekend. He didn't end up doing that. And now we know why, because he's obviously trying to get as much rehab in as possible ahead of Saturday for AEW Revolution. Also on that show, we're going to see Dustin Rhodes taking on Jake Hager. We will see Kenny Omega and Hangman Page defend their AEW tag team titles against the Young Bucks. We're going to see the long-awaited competition between MJF and Cody. And of course, on the main event, it is Chris Jericho defending the AEW Championship against Jon Moxley. John Morrison was chatting with Alex McCarthy from TalkSport about his first run in WWE, and he talks a bit about some of the things that bothered him while he was there. He goes into detail to say, my earlier run, one of the things that bugs me was having those ideas in your head, those concrete ideas. I want to be in the main event of WrestleMania. I want to have this match with this guy. And you realize a lot of that is out of your control. Of course, I want that, and that is why I am back, to be the best talent, to get that Mania main event. But in the past, shooting for that led to some unhappy years. Now, obviously, when it comes to things that you want to happen in WWE, you are at the behest of a whole series of people, a very high-powered man at the very top of that. John Morrison, I think, had to maybe go away, do some of those things of his own volition, go work for some companies and sort of take back control of his own career a little bit. And now, during his second run in WWE, I think he's managing his expectations a little bit more. Some spoilers, a few spoilers for Monday Night Raw from last night in the next 60 seconds or so. So you might want to skip ahead a minute if you want to avoid them. Cool. So next week's episode of Raw is already shaping up to be a big one. After being attacked by the OC and AJ Styles on Raw last night, we're going to see Aleister Black taking on AJ Styles. That should be a phenomenal encounter. We also saw some back and forth between Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza last night. This has resulted in a tag team match for Raw next week featuring Rey Mysterio and Humberto Carrillo versus Angel Garza and returning from suspension, Andrade, the US champion. Also, locally advertised by the Barclays Center, Beth Phoenix will be there to give an update on Edge. Can't help but feel there's an RKO coming her way. I can't help but feel it. Also, the Kabuki Warriors, locally advertised to be facing Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Seth Rollins and The Big Show going one-on-one. And Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. There is also, coming from the Barclays Center, talk of Brock Lesnar being at the Barclays Center too. So, looking like a packed episode of Monday Night Raw for next week. Incidentally, staying with Monday Night Raw, the evil referee from Monday Night Raw, we can reveal it was Jake Clemens, who is an indie wrestler from AIW and Smash Wrestling. There you go. Everything that happened on Monday Night Raw last night with Adam Pacitti with Raw Graded and Ross Tweddle with the WTF moments from Raw, both of which are on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. WWE have announced dates for its tour of Australia and New Zealand. They're going to be running in Melbourne, Sydney and Auckland throughout August on the 6th, 7th and the 8th. Very rarely do they seem to go that side of the world over the last 18 months or so. Of course, we had the Super Showdown event from Australia a while back, and that was really well received. I'm surprised we didn't go back there this year, or last year rather, but be that as it may, plans to go back later in the year. Nikki and Brie Bella, along with Daniel Bryan, are going to be guests on WWE Backstage on FS1 later on tonight. Future Hall of Famers are going to be chatting about all manner of things on Backstage later on this evening. And finally, you can now check out on the WWE Network, The Big Show, as the special guest of Stone Cold Steve Austin for Broken Skull Sessions. And near the end of the interview, Steve Austin and The Big Show have themselves a chat about the locker room in WWE of 2020.
I think we've never had more athletic talent ever in the entire business than we have now in WWE.
Is that good or bad?
It's good if done right, but my biggest thing that I'm upset about is too nice. It's too friendly. People are too comfortable, too happy to be working there. I want to see, Vince would tell you himself, if you don't step on toes, you're never going to make it in this business.
Right.
You know, I want to see some toe stepping. I want to see somebody go, I'm not talking about somebody being a dick in the locker room. Nobody needs that. I want to see somebody that stands up, does business, and has that drive that if he has to eat through somebody, that's fine. We're not all friends. We're all not going to go to Chipotle and get salads together. You know what I mean? We're here to make money. You know, I think, you know, we're all not going to play Madden football on the computer in the back locker room. You know what I mean? I want to see people are hungry. And I think we're really making good progress with somebody that I'm a huge fan of. And I know he's the talk of the day, but I was a fan of him and saw a lot of him back in the day and knew him and saw the frustrations that he went through and really empathized with him was Drew McIntyre. I've always liked Drew, you know, and I know Drew's had his ups and downs, and I've been there too, but now, man, he looks like $1 million. He's experienced, he's seasoned, he works like $1 million, and he's snug when he works. You know, he's not out there, you know, passing out flapjacks, you know, and I'm not knocking Kofi and Big E and Woods, you know what I mean? They're great athletes and they're entertaining. I'd like to see Big E start making a presence of his own because he's a big athletic powerhouse, super strong guy, does 405 for a warm-up. You know what I mean? I'd love to see Big E get a little bit more aggressive and make that, you know, make that run for some bigger, for some titles.
Grit and determination. That's what I'd like to see more of.
I agree.
A goddamn contest.
Be nice, but be hungry. I think that's the message that we can take from that. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Tuesday. I have to apologize for the state of my voice. I'm not getting ill again, you'll be pleased to know. Whenever I've had the flu, I always get a really bad cough that follows it. And I spent most of last night coughing a symphony. As a result, I sound like this today. But I'm fine. Thank you for your concern. I'm absolutely fine. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, if you haven't checked it out already, I sat down with Adam Pacitti for a very special episode of Desert Island Graps. Adam picked out some of his favorite wrestling matches of all time. We talked about everything from his life on the Isle of Wight to the beginning of Cultaholic, his time in WCPW. And, he talked about that time that he tried to make a friend to play board games with.
I signed up to Bumble BFF a while ago to find people to play board games with. And found this guy, and he seemed great. He knew his stuff, he knew his board games. And so I went for a pint with him, and the idea was to play some board games afterwards. And then I started talking to him about the board games, and he didn't know anything. I was like, you do like board games, don't you? And he came clean and said, no, he doesn't like board games. He was Googling them because his, I don't know if you want to call it a fetish or what, but he likes meeting up with straight guys and trying to convert them. So I'm not having a great deal of luck. Wow. I stayed for a couple of pints with him because he was a nice bloke and everything, but he did lie to
any
me.
Any luck?
No, unfortunately not.
That story and many more on the Cold Dalek YouTube channel right now. It is worth your time. I will speak to you tomorrow, hopefully with a better voice. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.